Welcome to the Daily International OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Shlishi, the eighth day of the month of Tammuz. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, and we truly appreciate your support, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Before I introduce our speaker, I would like to thank him in advance for rearranging his schedule, as we were supposed to have Rabbi Heshy Billet on today's call. However, unfortunately, Rabbi Billet had to attend to a levaya in his community, and we will need to reschedule. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Nachi Klein, Mor Da'asara of the Young Israel of Northridge in Northridge, California, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Klein reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130. That will be followed by Rabbi Klein reciting the Ramesh Berach, L'cholam, and Achenu, and then a brief conversation between Rabbi Klein and I, which will afford all of us a window into his wonderful community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Klein.
Thank you very much, Naftali, and a special thanks to Rabbi Posey as well. It's an honor to be here with everybody, to share words of Chizuk, words of Torah, and to be able to daven together with everybody. I'd like to share with everybody a few ideas of some takeaways that we have from what we're going through in life, all related to Parsha, Perkei Avos, and the like, and hopefully we can all glean from it and have some take-home messages for us. The first thing I'd like to share with everybody is that everyone has a different message that they learn from the incidents that we're going through and the difficulties that Klal Yisrael is going through and the world is going through right now. For me, there's been a big message that I've seen almost every day about these experiences. And the big message for me is the concept called Nose Ba'ol Chaveru. The concept being the idea that we have to carry the burden of what other people are going through. And what I mean is that we're told in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu, the reason why he was chosen as leader to be able to lead, or at least one of the reasons he was chosen as leader to lead Klal Yisrael, to lead the Jewish people out of exile, was because he saw the pain that other people were going through. And when he saw that pain and he felt that pain, that told him and Klal Yisrael that this is what you need in order to get out of your exile. This concept is also somewhat connected to Ima Anochi Betzara, to be able to feel the pain of what Hashem is going through. As we say, Kiviyochel, as if to say, when we recognize what other people are going through, we also recognize what the pain of Divine Presence is going through as well. So I'd like to share with you some thoughts on that. The first thing is, if you recognize that everybody's going through a very difficult experience, and everyone's going through a very different experience than the next person. So for everyone who was stuck at home or had difficult experiences they went through, our job is really to just think about what other people are going through. Many times we're stuck and we don't know what we can do, what we can do to help, what we can do to get out of it. But if you just think, just to be able to think about what other people are going through, that itself is a tremendous level of geula that you're bringing to the world, a tremendous level of redemption that you're able to bring to the world. If you think about it, there are those people that are alone and don't have anyone that can visit them. There are those people whose kids could not visit them, who couldn't see them, whether it's the Yom Tovim, the Chagim, or anything else. Those that had kids and they were all over them the entire time and they had no respite. Those who are having trouble dating. Those who are sick in the hospital. Everyone was going through something totally different. And our job is to be able to stop for a moment and say, I know I'm going through a hard time, but somebody else is also going through a hard time. And that hard time might be totally different. And just simply by thinking about that person, whether I'm calling them or not, just by thinking about the pain of another member of Klal Yisrael, of the Jewish people, that itself is redemption unto itself. And that's a huge thing that we can all learn, is that when I'm stuck in my own woes and my own concerns and my own worries, if I pause for a moment to just think about what other people are going through, I'm actually bringing redemption to the world. And I think that's a huge message for all of us to be able to take during this time. I want to share with you another quick thought, and that is the idea of mitzvah goreres mitzvah. We just learned this past week in Perkei Avos about the idea that one mitzvah leads to another. And one of the deeper concepts we have about it is that if you realize for yourself that when you do one mitzvah, we think, okay, I did a mitzvah. What the Mishnah tells us is that when you do one mitzvah, another mitzvah will likely come from it. And the more you do, the more it's going to become set for you, and it's going to become regular for you. What ends up happening is we're able to create a pattern for ourselves. So when we say the concept of mitzvah goreres mitzvah, we're actually thinking about the idea, you know what, during this time, I want to learn, I want to take upon myself a new mitzvah, because by doing this, I'm going to create a new healthy pattern for myself. Because being thrown for a loop, as we all are, we tend to fall into other patterns that we may not necessarily be so happy with. And our job perhaps now is to create a new sense of pattern, and that pattern will become regular with us, and something which we couldn't necessarily do before. Now, Baruch Hashem, thank God, we can do it for ourselves. There's a concept that we have about learning a halacha, that we're told that if you learn a halacha, it will enable you to keep it. So the simple reading of that is, if I learn a halacha about, let's say, keeping Shabbos, well then I'll know more about the halacha, and obviously, by knowing more, I'll be able to keep it. But the Sfarim, the holy works, tell us that when you actually learn halacha, the holiness of the Torah that you've learned will actually enable you to keep the halacha, whether you even want to or not. Just by simply learning the concepts, that will be a protection for you to be able to do it. So when we talk about a mitzvah, goreres mitzvah, one mitzvah leads to another, if we take upon ourselves any particular halacha that we want to learn, just by learning it, that's going to enable us to actually be a part of it. There are two ideas I want everyone to be able to hold on to. Number one, a huge idea within our lives. If we can think about the pain that somebody else is going through, we're going to truly be able to be the Goalim. We are going to be the redeemers of the Jewish people during all of this, and the redeemers of the world. Just think about what your neighbor is going through, what your friend, what your relative is going through. That itself is so powerful. And then think about another way that I can create a new pattern within my life, a pattern of mitzvah, a pattern of connection, a different halacha that I could take upon myself and make it a positive event, that this entire experience that we're going through can be so super positive for all of us. These two ideas are very powerful for me, and hopefully they'll be powerful for you as well. We're now going to begin the recital of Tehillim. We're going to begin with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. I'll be reciting it. You're welcome to recite it alongside with me. Perek Chaf. Lam naseach mizmor le-David. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara yisagevecha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh u'tzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol mechotzecha v'yolatzecha yedash nesela. Yitain lecha kelavecha v'chol atasecha yimalei. Niranin avishuratecha v'shem Eloheinu nidgol yimalei Adonai kol mishalotecha. Ata yadati ki hoshi Adonai mishmicho. Yahaneu mishnei kodsho. V'gvurot yesho yimino. Eile varecha v'eile basusim. Vanachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, Hema karu v'nafalu, vanachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai Hoshiya, Hamelech yaneinu v'yom kareinu. We're now going to continue with Tehillim Chaf Zayin, that's chapter 27. L'David Adonai Yoriv Ishi, Mimira Adonai, Ma'oz Chayai, Mimi Efchad. Dekrol alai mireim, lecholos besari, tarai v'yayvai li, heim akashu v'nafalu. Im tachane alai machane lo yira libi. Im takum alai milchama bezos ani boteach. Achat shalti meyes Adonai, osa avakesh shifti v'veis Adonai kol yemei chayai, lachazot v'noam Adonai. Ulevaker behechalo, ki yitz b'nei ni b'suko b'yamra, Yes, you rain, you say so, hello, but so you roll in me. Yataya Ramoshi Alevai, Sviva Sai. The Ezbechaba Halo, Zivchei Serua. Ashira Bazamara La Adonai. Shema Adonai Koli Ekra, Vichaneni Vaneni. Lecha Amar Libi Bakshu Panai, Espanecha Adonai Avakesh. Atase Panech Mimeni, Atbaaf Avdecha. Ezra Siyaisa, Al Techeni, Vial Tazeni, Lohe Yeshi. Ki Avivi Miyazavuni, Vadunai Asafeni. Hareini Adonai Derkech, Honcheni, Biorach Mishor Laman, Shorai. Atit Neini Binefesh Tzarai. Ki Kamuvi, Ede Sheker, Vifech Hamas. Lulei Hamanti, Leros Vituv, Adonai, Veretz Chaim, Kavei El Adonai, Chazekia, Mitzibecha, Kavei El Adonai. We now continue with Tehillim Kuf Lamed, that is chapter 130. Shir Hamalos, Mima'amakim Krasich Adonai, Adonai Shema Bekoli, Tihien Aznecha Kashivos, Lekol Tachanunai, Im Avonos, Tishmaya, Adonai, Miyamod, Kimcha Tzlicha Laman, Tivarei, Kivisi Adonai, Kivisa Nafshi, V'lidvarochalti nafshi l'adunai mishamirim laboker shamim laboker yachel yisrael el adunai kim adunai yachesed varbei mofidus v'hu yizdes yisrael mikol avonosov. We now continue with Misha Berach L'cholim. That's for a moment you can insert the names for those that you have in mind, for those that are sick, and all of our tefillah should be able to help as we think about others and pray for others, should bring refuah and geulah, redemption for everybody and healing for everybody. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, V'yivarech V'yirapei Es HaCholim. Bavor shanu yitein l'tzedaka b'li neder bavuram b'schar zeh kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem l'hach limam l'rafosam l'hach zikam l'hach yosam v'yishlach lehem mirafu ha'shlema min ha'shamayim l'chol avirihem l'chol gideihem b'sof shachole Yisrael. Refuas ha'nefesh refuas ha'gof hashtav ha'gala v'zman kariv v'nomar amein. We'll now continue with the recital of Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanesunim Batzara Uveshivya Omdim Dein, Bayam Uvein Bayabasha, Amakim Rachim Aleihem, Yitziyem Mitzara Lerevacha, Ofeila Leora, Mishibad Legula, Hashda Vagala, Vizman Kariv and Amar, Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Klein. As we segue into the next portion of our call, how are you, your family, and your wonderful community doing?
Baruch Hashem, everybody's doing okay. Everybody's in the process of healing and growing and coming back together.
Fantastic. Baruch Hashem. For our listeners who may not be familiar with the Young Israel of Northridge, or perhaps where Northridge is for that matter, could you briefly paint the portrait for us of what Jewish life is like in your community?
Yes, I'm happy to share it. Young Israel Northridge has been around actually for about 35, 40 years already. I've been the rabbi for 12 years there. And we are in L.A. County. We're actually considered almost part of Los Angeles. For those who are familiar with California, there's Los Angeles, there's the city, there's the valley. So we're part of the valley of Los Angeles. And we're a small community right outside, we'd say, North Hollywood and Tarzana, about 20 minutes away. In our area, we have Young Israel, a few other Chabad shuls as well, and a small community, about between 40 and 60 families.
Wow, wonderful. So a small community, but what is something unique and special that you would share about your community?
I say it like this. What's unique and special about our community is something we notice tremendous growth in our community because we're close enough to get to the schools and the bigger areas, but far enough that we can have our own sense of self and people have a tremendous sense of appreciation for others. There's no judgment, different levels of observance that people have. And yet we can still access all the kosher stores. We can still access the kosher schools and everything else that's available for us, yet at the same time have a tremendous level of feeling of nurturing and caring for one another, that we know when people are around, we know when someone's not there. We really feel connected to one another.
That sounds incredible. Wow. How has COVID-19 impacted? I don't doubt it. How has COVID-19 impacted the community, and where are you at this point in the various phases?
The way it's impacted us, I'd say, is that, you know, when you're in a small community, it's hard to really galvanize people because they're not always all together. Sometimes they're spread out. They don't always feel connected. So people are required to be reached out on a regular basis. Whereas in the larger communities, you can walk outside your door and you can have a minion with, on people's grasses. Over here, people live half a mile, a mile, or even further away. So they really do feel distant. And it has been difficult for many people, especially those that have been alone and not having anybody else. They don't go out to really see anybody. So it's very difficult for them. And therefore, right. When we finally were able to open up shuls again, it was tremendously important for many of these people to really get together. As for our shul, we started a few weeks ago with Shavuos by davening outside. And then we began to slowly migrate inside by setting up social distancing chairs. And tables and sanitizers while still requiring masks, so people could still be, separate from each other, but also have the opportunity to daven together. We've recently started shiurim online, but more importantly, in person, and that is people, you'll get a few people in person, but separated by whatever it is, 6 or 10 feet, while at the same time, those that are on Zoom can also participate in those as well.
Wow, that's incredible. So you're really able to service the entire community that way, those who still need to stay at home for whatever reason, and those who are finally getting back inside. So amazing. Rabbi Klein, thank you so much for being on the call today, for your flexibility and moving up a day, speaking today instead of what should have been tomorrow. I truly appreciate that, and for providing us with a brief picture of your wonderful community. As they are with all values around the entire world, thank you. Our thoughts and tefillos are with you in your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered latova, and may the Rabbono Sha'olam, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi Rael Blumenthal of BRS West in Boca Raton, Florida. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.